Time now to hear the highlights. Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. The Wildcats took the opening kickoff and drove from their own 25 down to the 18-yard line of Ohio State, where on 3rd and 7, quarterback Jack Lausch fumbled the ball. It was recovered by the Buckeyes, Igbenesim, at the 17, returned 17 yards to the Ohio State 33. And that's where the Buckeyes went on offense on 3rd and 10 at the Northwestern 37, an apparent touchdown pass from quarterback Will Howard to wide receiver Jeremiah Smith. Was reviewed, and on replay, the call was overturned, and the Buckeyes punted it to the Wildcats, pinning them back on their own 8-yard line. But passes of 21 yards from Lausch to Bryce Kurtz and 22 yards to A.J. Hanning got the Wildcats moving as the first quarter ended. On the first play of the second quarter, they had a 3rd and 1 at the Buckeyes 33. They converted. Eventually, they got down to the 8-yard line of Ohio State. First and goal for the Cats at the 8. Two receivers to the right. Two to the short side, the left. Snap to Lausch. Lausch will take it on a quarterback draw. He's to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern. Jack Lausch. 8-yard touchdown run. And the Wildcats have taken the lead on the Buckeyes with 12:34 to go in the half. It was 7-0 and looking good. The Buckeyes took over, pinned back on their own 15 after the kickoff, but a 20-yard pass to Emeka Ebuka got the drive going. Eventually, they had a 4th and 3 and converted on a pass from Howard to Smith down to the Northwestern 33, and they would eventually get down to the Wildcats 1. On first down, goal to go. Howard ducks down under center. He'll hand it off into the end zone. Touchdown, Ohio State. Touchdown for Judkins. Touchdown for the Buckeyes. They are within an extra point of tying the game. That drive began back the 15-yard line. A 1-yard run by Judkins. For Judkins, his 7th rushing touchdown of the year. But it would not be his last in the second quarter today. The Buckeyes tied it up 7-7, an 85-yard 12-play drive. Wildcats got it at their own 25 after the kickoff. They went 3 and out, and as they dropped into punt formation, Hunter Renner, a low snap, he picked it up, tried to punt it from deep in his own end. It was blocked and went out of bounds at the 1, setting the Buckeyes up once again at the Northwestern 1-yard line. Will Howard brings him up. This time he's in the gun. Here's the snap. He'll hand it off, and Judkins straight ahead, touchdown Ohio State. Judkins, his 2nd touchdown here in the last few minutes, and Ohio State has taken the lead with 4:19 to go in the first half. 2 touchdowns for Judkins in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. It was 14-7 Ohio State. The Cats would go 3 and out again, punted it back to the Buckeyes, and this time Ohio State would drive some 77 yards in 6 plays. A couple of big pass plays. One from Will Howard to his tight end, G. Scott, down to the Northwestern 39-yard line. 34-yard pass, then a touchdown pass to cap the drive. 2nd down and 7. Howard's back to throw. Howard now floating the right side. Going for Tate. Diving catch. Touchdown. Arnell Tate, the Chicago native, covered by Josh Fussell down the right side. Dove for that ball just across the goal line on the right boundary for Will Howard. His 23rd touchdown pass of the season. Tate with his 3rd touchdown for the sophomore from Marist. And the Buckeyes about to go up by 2 scores. 21-7, and that would be the score at halftime. And the Buckeyes got the ball first in the 3rd quarter. They would start from their own 10, but they would cover the 90 yards. They would get 68 of those yards on a pass play from Howard to Jeremiah Smith, who got 54 of those runs after catching the pass, 54 of those yards. They got it down to the 8-yard line of the Wildcats, and Howard and Tate would team up again. Second down and one, and Howard, under pressure, lets it go. It's caught by Tate, and he spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Just as Howard was about to get decked, he let it go. The ball caught at the one. Tate with his second touchdown today. The Buckeyes have gone up 27-7 with 12:11 to go in the third. So it was a 28-7 lead late in the third quarter. The Wildcats would put another drive together in that third quarter. They would start from their own, deep in their own end, the 25-yard line, aided by a face mask penalty. They would convert a fourth down, then a pass interference penalty against the Buckeyes, but eventually it came up fourth and 10 for the Wildcats in Ohio State territory, and Lausch's fourth down pass intended for Kurtz was incomplete. Ohio State then went 69 yards in 9 plays. Jaden Fielding with a 28-yard field goal with 44 seconds remaining in the third quarter made it 31-7. That would be the final scoring of the game. The Wildcats did have a scoring threat on their final possession. They drove to the 6-yard line of the Buckeyes where they had first down and goal. It ended up fourth and goal at the 16, and Lausch's last-ditch pass for Kurtz, who was open in the end zone, but Lausch, under pressure, threw it out of bounds, and that would be their last scoring chance of the game, and the Buckeyes would close out a 31-7 win.